Cold Lake. Of the 11,074 eligible voters in the city of Cold Lake, 25.1% cast a vote for a total 2,780 votes. With slightly more than 25% of Cold Lake residents voting in the municipal election, Mayor Craig Copeland said he was impressed with the turnout for the election. Maybe the numbers may appear to be low, but in fact for Cold Lake, the numbers were, I thought, a big improvement, and so that's exciting. During the last two municipal elections, the city saw a significant drop in voter turnout. In 2017, 16.2% of residents voted, and in 2013 only 10.94% of eligible voters cast a ballot. Copeland speculates that if there had been a mayoral race this election, more residents could have been drawn out to vote, but all in all, he feels that 9% increase from the last election was a huge success, with any residents taking advantage of drive-through voting. It's a great number, and I don't think we should be looking at it from a negative standpoint. I think it's positive that more people got up and got out and voted, says Copeland, adding, I saw a wide demographic voting, and I think the candidates themselves did a great job trying to get people out. Other questions on the ballot: official results from the provincial referendum questions and questions on access to family doctors asked to Cold Lake voters were announced on Friday by the city. Of the voters who answered the first provincial referendum question included by the province, 1,909 people voted, yes, to removing equalization payments from the Constitution, while 713 voted, no, to the question. Of those who answered the second provincial referendum question of whether to adopt year-round daylight saving time, 1,802 Cold Lake residents voted, yes, while 893 voted, no, to the question. The city of Cold Lake also asked electors to answer three questions regarding their access to family doctors in the city. According to Megan Beaudoyne, the city's communications coordinator, council's intention was to see if the results warranted a more extensive study into the issue, which could potentially be managed through the next municipal census, where more detailed and nuanced questions can be posed to all households. To the question, do you have a family doctor in Cold Lake? Nearly 68% of 2,718 respondents answered, yes, and 32.5% replied, no. To the question, do you want a family doctor in Cold Lake? About 80% of 2,123 respondents replied, yes, and 20.3% answered, no. To the question, have you tried to get a family doctor in Cold Lake? Roughly 67% of 2,035 respondents answered, yes, and 33% replied, no. Historical voter turnout in the city of Cold Lake, 2021-25. 1% 2017, 16.2% 2013-10. 94% 2010, 27.5% 2007, 26.85% 2004, 42.41% 2001, 35.85% 1998-33, 07%.